Is there a magic that doesn't fade? A love not ticking time bomb before it explodes and becomes the prestige of another magician's show? Is there man, not disappearing act, hiding behind the red curtains of his patriarchal right to uncertainty? Imagination is not binary. Invisibility is a blues lovers wear by choice. Pretending that hearts are just cards given to queens for show, not tell. Why must all magicians entertain crowds by cutting their woman in halves, segregating her nurture from nature, promising her that tricks are just optical illusions, knowing that truth is not native to Houdini's? Women aren't asking men to bend over backwards, sell their soul, and use the money to buy us a crown. No, we're just asking that you acknowledge the crown on our heads Christ already crossed for. I know you're scared. I know you're scared. We all have missing puzzle pieces hindering our best performance. We all weren't given the perfect magic wand to abracadabra the perils of life away. But your affirmation, your celebration, your acknowledgement of this virtue be supernatural, be holy, be godly in the purest sense. James said it was a man's world, but we've been made for each other. We can't win without each other. When woman is knowledge and man is wisdom, don't tell me we ain't invincible when we're together. When we're together, woman don't have to fight off fear of being forgotten when God has already trademarked our beauty into his very image, and called us to walk along Adam as Adam walked along us. And we show the world the metaphysics of God through our love for each other. Now that's magic.